Okay, Houston, Falcon, how's the B-63 look?
Okay, Dave, it looks very good. Time's okay, and be advised to both Endeavour and Falcon that the P-24 looked good. There will be an update, but we feel very confident about it.
Okay, Falcon here, very good.
And Falcon, we'd like to see a Verb 47 down to the eggs, please. And be advised that your platform, both gyros and pippas, are in good shape. No updates to them.
Very good. Houston Falcon, while that's running through there, we're going back through our notes, checking over the activation. And one thing we missed there was just before undocking, we ran the suit pressure integrity check. And the first time around, we got a greater than 3/10 decrease in 1 minute. So we cycled through both regulators, did that test, and came back and ran the suit integrity check again. And it was just fine. It was about 1/10 in a minute.
Okay, Falcon, we copy that. Thank you.
Okay.
Falcon, Houston.
Houston, Falcon, go.
Raj, Dave, talking about reviewing notes, we did so also, and we found one we'd like to pass to you before LOS.
Okay.
Dave, we're working out a procedure down here that we've SIM'd, and it's in the event of a low thrusting dips during PDI. We're prepared to call to you an RCS thrust augmentation for 1 minute at about 1 minute or a minute and a half into the burn, and recommending do it on the LMP's TTCA if we have to do it at all. What do you think?
That's fine. We'll try that if we need it.
Okay, the procedures are very simple. We'll call it to you as soon as we've measured the thrust.
Okay, and I guess you'll call on and call off with the TTCA, is that correct?
We can. Yeah, it'll just be a one minute burst.
Okay, fine. And by the way, when we went by PDI zero, we took a couple of hacks at the altitude and showed 10 miles even.
Very good.
We're about 3 minutes away now from loss of radio contact with the lunar module. We won't be losing contact with the command module due to its higher orbit for about 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes. The contingency procedure, which Ed Mitchell passed up to Dave Scott, related to the use of the reaction control system thrusters on the lunar module in the unlikely event that the LEM descent engine is significantly below normal in thrust. Normally that engine should produce about 9,900 pounds of thrust. If the thrust level should be about 260 pounds low or more, it would be possible to make up the difference by turning on the reaction control system thrusters, firing the four thrusters in the plus X direction, adding to the thrust of the descent engine. These four thrusters each provide about 100 pounds of thrust, and we found by simulating this technique, if the thrusters are applied early enough in the powered descent, a normal landing can be carried out.
LOS, we'd like to see a 400 plus 30,000 before LOS.
Roger, inward.
We're about 1 minute now from loss of signal with the lunar module, and would like to reemphasize that technique for using the reaction control system thrusters is a backup technique. The normal procedure would be to use only the descent propulsion system for the braking required for the landing. The reaction control system thrusters would be used solely for attitude control. And in the unlikely event that we have a low thrust engine, once we turn on the descent propulsion system, then we'll have up the sleeve the possibility of using the reaction control system thrusters.
Endeavor, Roger.